This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. The nation's top infectious disease and expert in the United States hopes to see kids start getting COVID-19 vaccines in the next few months. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Vaccines are not yet approved for children.
Over the next couple of months, we will be doing trials.
And Dr. Anthony Fauci says that'll hopefully lead to kids being vaccinated in late spring and early summer, a key step towards securing widespread coronavirus immunity, since children make up about a quarter of the population. For now, even older adults are having trouble getting shots. As of yesterday, only about 1.3% of Americans had received the two required doses of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union introduced tighter rules Friday on exports of COVID-19 vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom, deepening a dispute with London over scarce supplies of potentially life-saving shots. But amid an outcry in Northern Ireland and the UK, the European Commission made clear the new measure will not trigger controls on vaccine shipments produced in the 27-nation bloc to the small territory that is part of the United Kingdom bordering EU member Ireland. Europe's poverty figures could peak in autumn of 2021, according to a United Nations special rapporteur on extreme poverty. Olivier de Schutte warned on Friday and said that 92 million people in the EU still live in poverty. Schutte tells Reuters that the pandemic did increase inequalities and shall increase inequalities much further, adding that poverty affects 20% of the European Union citizens, while inequality levels have not improved. This is VOA News. The top law enforcement officer for the United States House of Representatives is now deploying Capitol officers to transportation hubs to protect lawmakers as they travel to and from Washington. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
With threats of violence on the rise against lawmakers even before the Capitol incursion of January 6th, many have asked for increased security. So the new acting House Sergeant at Arms says officers will be posted at airports and the rail station on busy travel days, but warns individual protection will not be provided. House members have also been told that they can use campaign funds for home security systems and office funds for bulletproof vests. There's been growing animosity inside the Capitol building, including lawmakers who want to carry guns and oppose metal detectors, and those who want weapons out. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced that the country's major airlines have agreed to suspend all flights to Mexico and the Caribbean until April 30th. That's starting this Sunday as part of the fight against a second wave of the coronavirus. Trudeau also said that all arriving airline passengers would be required to take a mandatory COVID-19 test at the airport and then wait in a hotel for up to 3 days at their own expense until the results arrive. Trudeau cited new variants of the virus originating out of South Africa and the UK as part of the reason for the tighter measures. China has announced that it would not recognize the British National Overseas Passport as a valid travel document or for identification starting for Sunday. Beijing's move to impose the national security law in June last year prompted Britain to offer refuge to almost 3 million Hong Kong residents eligible for BNO passport from this Sunday. The scheme, first announced last year, will allow those with BNO status to live, study, and work in Britain for 5 years and eventually apply for citizenship there. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters Friday that the U.S. President Joe Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. He said made these statements during a phone call this week. Biden pressed Putin on a number of issues, including Navalny. Psaki repeatedly said that Biden did not hold back in conveying his concerns about the actions of the Russian government during the call. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
We'll be right back.